That's the theme music from Game of Thrones, the HBO drama that has people all over the world binge-watching. Binge-watching is defined as watching multiple episodes of the same show in rapid succession, and it's a lot easier now with streaming services like Netflix or HBO Go.
The popularity of binge-watching is part of a big shift in the world of TV. Television has evolved a lot in the last few decades. Think of the introduction of video and DVD box sets, and then cable TV, and now streaming services.
Clive James is a longtime television critic and essayist, and he just wrote the book Play All, A Binge Watcher's Notebook. He's a memoirist, poet, translator, critic, novelist, broadcaster, and the author of more than 30 books, and he joins us now to talk about binge watching. Clive, welcome to Central Time.
It's very, very good of you to have me. Thank you so much.
Well, did you ever think that you would see the era that we're in right now, where there were so many platforms to easily watch so many different kinds of sustained narrative drama that have people riveted?
I'd like to say that I predicted everything, and I would probably get away with it, because I used to watch a lot of television back in the day, but the truth is I didn't predict any of it. It came out of left field, out of nowhere, mainly out of the American cable systems, which suddenly started competing with the networks. And the networks had to up their game, and it changed the whole picture. And that changed the export picture, too. And really what's happening in a place like where I am, which is here in England, is that the American exports eventually become overwhelming to the point where the local product has to compete with them. Same thing's happening in Scandinavia. It's changed the whole world of viewing, and very much for the better, I think. I've been quite ill for several years, more or less confined to my home. But that's an ideal circumstance to be a TV viewer, because what's coming out of the TV set is so rich. So I wrote a little book about it, called Play All, which I think is probably in your hands now.
It is indeed. Now, you were writing about TV in the 1970s up to 1982, I think, for the London Observer. Looking at the American TV scene then, high quality, if I understand your writing correctly, is not a word you would use for it. You were not impressed by a lot of what was coming out
here. I would call it the steam era, and we've now moved up to the diesel era. But there was a lot of stuff around from the American systems, which, if you had sufficient faith, belief, and imagination, you could see might develop. But it was a big, big guess. Some of the crime series, especially, were very, very promising. So there are plenty of regular network stuff that's at the basis of all this, I think. I think the Rockford Files was the start of almost everything. And I could write you a pretty good article tomorrow about how the Rockford Files eventually turned into Game of Thrones. It's not as far-fetched as you think. It's the sort of the continuing complex story. The seeds of the thing were always there, but that's easy to say afterwards, isn't it?
Well, the Rockford Files to Game of Thrones—I never would have thought that. I didn't see a connection. I mean, like, we don't have enough time for you to write an article. But what is the connection between the two?
The connection is they're both terrific, and they depend they depend very much on the quality of what's written and what the characters have to say. When you think of Game of Thrones, of a character like the little guy. What's his name again?
Tyrion.
Tyrion. And then the big Lannister, that's Charles Dance, isn't it?
Tywin Lannister.
The stuff they're saying is written to a very high standard, and that high standard exists because programs like the Rockford Files once happened. People gradually realized that you could go on upping the game so that the dialogue became the hero. And although there were a lot of fascinating naked women in Game of Thrones, what really drives the thing is the quality of the dialogue. And it didn't come out of nowhere. It's a tradition. It's the furthermost development of a tradition. And it's not just rivaling the movies. It's replacing the movies. Very few movies are as well written as Game of Thrones.
What are some of the other recent shows that you see as part of this higher level, this higher game of television?
You mean of the box sets?
Yeah.
Well, there are some non-box sets that I think are of terrific quality anyway. Sorry, my mind doesn't work very fast anymore. But I'll catch up if I just stop and think. Because the one thing you can't do on radio is just stop and think. but it'll come to me in a minute what I'm talking about. But if you just stick to the box sets, I thought the thing that really got everything going was with The Sopranos. And then it was the wonderful one about the D-Day boys. It'll come to me in a minute. I'm going to have to look at my my list of contents here. This is slowing you right down. I apologize.
That's okay.
For it.
That's okay.
I know you mentioned, to pick up on something else, you said just briefly here, you mentioned great dialogue becoming the hero, and that makes me think of Aaron Sorkin, the creator of West Wing. What do you think about that one?
I think West Wing is of huge importance. It didn't have to be that good. That's what changed everything. But I think it came into being because The Sopranos had shown the way, and it gave a network the courage to make the big commitment, because The West Wing is a network show, and a very, very unusual network show. And I've just been watching it all again, and it gets better all the time. Sorkin really set the standard, and it stayed good, even though he had to say goodbye, because he only wrote four seasons of The West Wing, did he not? And then he had a collision with a mushroom or something, and had to quit. And I've followed his work ever since. It's all interesting, although I think The West Wing is still the peak.
We're talking to Clive James now, author of Play All, A Binge Watcher's Notebook.
And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. What shows do you binge watch? What is your take on shows that we've talked about so far here? We've talked about West Wing, Game of Thrones. In the book Play All, we talk about The Wire and The Sopranos, too. You can call in now with your favorite binge watching shows at 800-642-1234, or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page.
You are feeding off the violence and the despair of the drug trade. You're stealing from those who themselves are stealing the lifeblood from our city. You are a parasite who leeches off
just like you,
the culture
man.
Of drugs. Excuse me? What?
I got the shotgun. You got the briefcase. It's on the game, though, right?
Clip from The Wire, one of the most heavily binge-watched shows, by me anyway. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickard, and we're picking up our discussion now with Clive James. He's the author of the book Play All, A Binge Watcher's Notebook.
And we want to know what you're binge-watching at 800-642-1234 or on the Central Time Facebook page. Clive, before we go to our callers, The Wire, what did you think?
I love The Wire. I actually discovered it when I was in Australia. I was visiting Australia at the time. I saw one episode, and I thought on TV, I thought this is going to be enormous. And by the time I got back to my home in the UK, it already was enormous. And I bought the first box, and I couldn't put it down. In fact, I and my younger daughter are probably going to watch the whole thing again quite soon,
wow.
Even though we already know every bit of it.
You can say all the lines along with it. All right, let's go to our callers now. We got Donna first in Brookfield. Donna, hi.
Hi.
Hi, what did you want to share?
Well, I want to let you know that my favorite thing to binge watch is House of Cards. But even a better thing is about 5 years ago, my husband and I, we invented a holiday around binge watching. It comes in the winter when there's a real bad snowstorm or something coming, and we just decide we're going to binge watch something, and I make food, and we just binge watch something and
not
on food all day long.
Oh my gosh, that sounds so great. Yeah. I want to come over, or at least steal the idea for that holiday.
It's added a whole new dimension to staying in, hasn't it?
Yeah, staying in is not so bad anymore. I mean, do you think that what Donna is describing isn't all that unique? People look for these experiences, and they're not maybe just throwaway days anymore. They're getting something out of it.
Oh yeah, I certainly am. I'm sort of confined to barracks now. but I've never lived more luxuriously. knowing that there's a new big binge experience coming up.
Thanks for that call. Thanks for that call, Donna. The Wire.
Sorry. I'm talking on top of you. Start again.
We'll go next to Adam in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My wife and I think we have binge-watched the life out of our Gilmore Girls collection.
Yay!
And one of the things that I liked was a comment Amy Sherman-Palladino made about writing the Gilmore Girls. She said that if you don't write down to your audience and you write up to your audience will rise up to meet you. And I think that's kind of stood the test of time. And it seems like every time we watch through, there's some new quip or something that we catch, not only because they're talking quickly, but because it was so artfully written and written with so much pop culture embedded in it.
Adam, thank you so much for that. And Clive, is that part of what's making the dialogue the hero, that the writing is...
I think that's one of the things that's transforming civilization. When I came in, you were more or less forced to watch The Love Boat. And now Veronica Mars is 10 times as good as that, yeah. 100 times. So the standard of ordinary entertainment has gone up out of sight, which is good for civilization, I think.
Do you ever feel like there's too much to watch? Sometimes I feel like I'm behind on my TV, which is something I never would have said before. I would have felt guilty about watching TV.
What you're complaining about is capitalism, the consumer society. There's too much of everything, which is a rather wonderful experience. You soon notice if there wasn't enough of everything. And right now, I'm miles behind. I should know all about this Westworld remake. It's an expansion, isn't it? It's an expansion of the movie that came out in the 70s. But it's obviously going to be marvelous. And I don't know anything about it yet. I'm only just finding out. And I imagine over there you're already watching it.
It's just hitting, and I don't pay money for the HBO, so I can't watch it yet. Clive, we're wishing you the best on your health, and while you're confined to barracks, I want to know, what are the next one, two, or even three series on your binge watch or binge rewatch list?
Well, the rewatch list is the interesting one, I think, because I and my younger daughter are binge-watching Scholars. We like to get in right in deep on the second and the third viewing and start asking the intricate questions. We might even watch Band of Brothers again quite soon. I love Band of Brothers. I go on and on with it. And it's full of English actors because it was made here in Britain. And so it took me a long while to realize that Damian Lewis was not an American, for example. See, there's a big coincidence there. Just about the time when Spielberg and Hanks want to make a big series about World War II here in England, want to make it right here in England, is the very time when English actors really get on top of the American accent. it's been decades when they couldn't do it, and now they can. And Damian Lewis, you would swear, is an American actor.
Nice. Well, there's so much to talk about when it comes to binge-watching, and so much to look forward to. Clive, thanks a lot for joining us today.
I loved it. I'm a bit slow nowadays, but one of the things that's keeping me sharp at all is binge-watching. Binge-watching is very good for you. You can mainline it.
We just heard binge-watching good for you. Clive James with us there. His latest book is Play All, A Binge-Watcher's Notebook.
That was so much fun. Where else do you get conversations like this? Pledge in support at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. This is Central Time.